This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I mean, it happened again. So, okay, you know, I'm going through a real, real difficult midlife crisis now. And it's not so much because of my age. I think I'm okay with my age. Being in my mid-40s, I'm good with it. You know, I mean, knock on wood. You know, my kids seem to be happy with me. You know, my husband still seems semi-attracted to me. So I got this, okay? But as many of you know, I teach. Okay, so I'm an assistant professor at Toro University, right? Okay, and I'm teaching medical students. And, you know, I've talked about this before where, you know, when I used to be in class in medical school, okay, I was the one to be giggling a lot and making jokes, etc., kind of being the slacker. And so yesterday, the students were doing really, 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 really good. But I noticed that they tightened up, you know, because I gave them a project to do, and while they were working on the project, I'm walking around. You know, the teacher stroll, you know, come, let's stroll, baby. You know, and I'm just kind of doing the stroll as I'm strolling around. You start to notice, you know, the students try to kind of hide what they're doing. I saw Pokemon, you know, the Pokemon Go game going off. I'm like, really, guys? And when you start to see them go, oh, she's coming, you know, and hide. I'm like, guys, come on, really? You know, you don't have to hide. What? You know, come on, this is me. This is Dr. Dahlia. This is me. And so, you know, I'm having a little bit of difficulty with that. And so, you know, I always want to think that, all right, you know, the youth think I'm cool. So I come home thinking I'm going to get some, you know, support from my kids. And they're like, no, Mom, you're kind of a dork. No, Mom, no one really wants to hang out with you. You know, Mom, no, you're a teacher. You know, we don't want to like you. We don't want to like you. Now that you're a teacher, I mean, I don't even like you. So I really had a tough time with the kids, you know. So it's something I got to get through. It's going to be tough. I don't know how I'm going to do it. But, you know, I used to be the cut up. I used to be the slacker. And it is so hard to now be looked upon as the mean, mean teacher. Now, I did get a chance to cut up and slack, okay, because I later went to a cardiologist dinner where, it's really cool. Cardiologists are fun. Okay, now nobody really knows where to put the cardiologist, you know, because everybody always seems to make fun of the neurologists and the more brainy doctors, and the orthopedic surgeons are always kind of the studs. You know, the orthopedic surgeons are kind of the jocks guy, you know, the surgeons and the ER docs, you know, they're pretty athletic, right? You know, your family docs and your pediatricians and your psychologists are kind of, you know, we're kind of cool, kind of laid back, we're kind of fun, but nobody knows where to put the cardiologist. Well, let me tell you, okay, put the cardiologist halfway between the fun and the surgeons. So anyway, we went to a real good lecture, and I'll talk to you about the medication in a little bit. And, you know, there was Dr. Malhotra, who's a cardiologist well-known in my neck of the woods, and he was talking. It was very, very interesting because there was another cardiologist in the group. And remember how I told you guys, I have a very difficult time, you know, performing or doing a talk if there's colleagues in the room. Because it's not that I'm worried they'll think that I'm saying something wrong. I mean, I always double-check, triple-check. I'm on top of what I say. My worry is they'll steal the show. So it's very interesting because there was another cardiologist there, really, really cool guy. I already had a couple glasses of wine. So he starts to take over the lecture. And so one doctor, right, one doctor's talking, the other one's like, yeah, so it's this, and you do this, this, and basically it's this channel blocker, and it's this, and it's kind of like a parasympathetic agonist. So he's going off, and you're kind of sitting there going, okay, you know, give him more wine, because I bet he's going to talk more. And then you start to go, no, wait a second, I'm in a room full of men and women. Women, you know, are we going to have a peeing contest? You know, these are cardiologists. These are people that take care of one of the most important organs in the body. and there's a lecture going on. And when you get to our stage as a doctor, even though you learn and you want to secretly learn, you don't want other people thinking that you don't know. So I started to get involved. Now, I'm not even a cardiologist. So here you have this other doctor starting to kind of mouth off about something being a parasympathetic agonist where it kind of, selectively affects the SA node to help lower the blood pressure in congestive heart failure patients. And here I am, exactly. That's how I see it. I see it as being very selective. So now I'm starting to show off. And I don't know what the hell I'm even talking about. I'm among all these doctors, and you really start to grow, and you really start to now peacock. So I am peacocking as the day is long. I mean, I am just absolutely peacocking, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You're having cardiologists drink, and they're starting to shout out all this medicine. And, this medication is called Corlinor. It's pretty cool. This Corlinor medication we basically can use for congestive heart failure patients. You don't really want a congestive heart failure patient, a patient whose heart is, already kind of struggling to, do cardiac output to be at a higher heart rate. So you add this to a regimen that you're on. And we've talked about beta blockers, and we've talked about medications to kind of lower the contractility and lower the workload on the heart. So you add this medication to it. Now, I didn't know what the heck this medicine was. When I got done, not only did I know what this medicine was about, but I was teaching others about it. And I went home and I Googled and I was right. I was right. So, to wrap all this up, I like being a student. I like teaching. I like people thinking that I know what I'm talking about. I like knowing what I'm talking about. And I really like taking a room full of people and cracking them up. And if I could find the ideal job that allows me to do that, and I think I'm almost there because I'm teaching the medical students, I'm making a lot of gigglies and making a lot of funnies, I'm among peers, I think right now I'm exactly where I want to be. And that's very rare for anybody to say because you're always looking forward. You're always looking forward. Like, I'm really, really excited because, our next interview is going to be talking to us about healthcare open enrollment. And, I'm really honored to have this person that's going to be joining us. And, you guys get to listen to me. And sometimes I have to just stop and, realize how blessed I am. So even though I might have had a little bit of a hard day with the students, and maybe they're starting to think I'm old, and maybe I'm not going to be looked upon exactly the way I want to be looked upon, I got it good, and I'm very great, very grateful, thank God. So I want you guys to just take, a second or two today to look at what you got and be happy about it, okay? Because we don't do that a lot. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, open enrollment is going to be starting this fall for healthcare and healthcare health insurance options. And here to join us to help us navigate through this and to answer some really, really good questions is Rebecca Masden. Rebecca Masden is Chief Consumer Officer for United Healthcare's Employer and Individual Business. And you guys know my mom works for United Healthcare. So, Rebecca, thank you for not firing my mom. Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
Hi. Nice to talk to you today.
Same here. Thank you so much for coming on because, you know, when my mom tries to explain what's going on at United, you know, I know she doesn't do it justice. And, you know, I've been working with United for years as a private physician, so it's really an honor to have you. Tell us, okay, so when does open enrollment start?
Well, first, we're very grateful to have you as well and your mom. Open enrollment goes throughout the fall, and if you're a senior in a Medicare plan, it starts in the middle of October. If you're in an employer plan, it starts at any point depending on when your employer selects throughout the fall. And it's the time when you can choose your health benefits for yourself and your family for the upcoming year. And we know one statistic you might find interesting, one in four people would rather be doing their taxes than going through the process of open enrollment. So we know it can be challenging.
It is. It is. You know, and luckily, you know, United Healthcare has been, you know, at least offers, you know, a variety of different options. You know, I think you guys are. Can you tell us about some of the different options that you have?
Yeah, there's a lot of different choices, and employers have a whole range of plans they offer. There's some plans called HMO, where you have to stay in the network of doctors that is provided by your plan. You can look at a point of service option where you have in-network and out-of-network coverage. So it really depends on your employer. But regardless of the plan type, there's a couple things that you should think about. The first is, what has changed in your life? Have you had a health issue? Are you going to have a baby? What's going to happen in your year coming up for yourself and your family? And then also, I just mentioned a couple plans, but employers often change their plans year to year. So look at what has changed. Don't just check a box and ignore it. Spend a little bit of time doing the research.
Exactly. So, you know, what types of things would change, like your prescription coverage or the deductible or the coinsurance or added benefits? Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many things. So if you think about cost, sort of three things to look at. One is the premium, how much you pay out of your pocket every month. The copay, that's the amount you pay when you go to the doctor. Or the deductible, that's the amount that you pay before your insurance kicks in. A lot of people don't pay attention to that, and they just look at the premium. But your employer could have changed the plan and had a higher deductible plan. You don't want to get surprised when you go to use your benefit throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Rebecca Mazdan from United Health Services. She is the Chief Consumer Officer. Rebecca, a lot of people have kind of accused me of being, you know, very friendly with the insurance companies, but I kind of understand economics, and I understand why the premiums have gone up. I mean, you know, when I was, I had a practice for 16 years, and the patients that were using the insurance were on multiple medications, had multiple health issues. This is your opportunity to tell consumers a little bit about, you know, why premiums go up. What kind of is used to calculate that?
Yeah, and thank you for being friendly to carriers like us. There's so much that goes into the cost of health care. There are things like the cost of the doctors that actually charge, the hospitals charge, the drug companies charge, and we know that drugs are the most used benefit, the medications you take. Also, what we call utilization, how much people use of their health insurance. Are they going to the doctor a lot more than they need to? So there's so many variables that go into predicting the cost of health care. And every year we look at, for some employers, for example, how much do your employees use of the health care? So there's so much more complicated elements of it, but that's a little bit of what goes into it.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, what advice do you have for consumers to save money, whether it's through an employer base or they're buying their own personal plan? What are some tips that you could give us?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there's a number of things you can do. First is making sure that your doctor is in the network and that your medications are covered. Going out of network is substantially more expensive. Taking a drug that's not covered ends up costing a lot more money. You also should look at things like wellness programs. A lot of employers offer what we call incentives. That's money back to you. Some plans as much as $1,500 a year for doing healthy activities. You don't have to be healthy. You have to engage in programs like fitness programs, coaching programs, looking at overall wellness, doing things like just taking a biometric screening, which is things mm-hmm. like your weight and your blood pressure and your glucose levels. Another thing you can look at is, does your employer offer what's called an HSA? That's a health savings account. And what that basically is you put in money pre-tax. It accrues interest without taxes, and as long as you use it for a qualified medical expense, again, no tax. So let's say you're in a 30% tax bracket. It's like getting a 30% discount on your medical costs. A lot of people don't know that employers offer it, and many do. So look for that in your plan. That's a great way to save some money as well.
No, that's, and, you know, Rebecca, yeah, thank you for those tips. You know, I was self-employed and, you know, now I'm a employee and, you know, so my employer does offer the HSA. I know, one thing that causes a little bit of panic is the rollover. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it. But I think some of these HSAs are giving you a little bit more freedom where it may roll over at least a year or two. What are you finding in terms of trends of that?
Yeah, well, that's a great point because the HSA is actually your money. So if you put money in, it's not like what we used to call flexible spending account where you had to use it or lose it in the calendar year. The HSA, you put the money in and it's yours and you can keep it there. If you don't have a health event for 10 years, the money will sit there and accrue interest until you actually have a health event. So a lot has changed in that space with the understanding that people always don't have medical events at the time in the 12-month calendar year, and it's important to be able to have access to it for a long period of time.
No, that's great. So yeah, and you know, with the, you know, tax-free, it probably, and again, you know, I'm not a financial expert, I'm a doctor, but a lot of times we talk about finances because obviously it's very related. So, you know, if you have a $1,000 deductible and you put $1,000 pre-tax to your HSA and you're in a 30% bracket, basically all you are spending on that deductible is $700 because that other $300 taxes. You know, vision and dental. There had been for many years, and I don't know if it started back in the 80s and 90s, where people didn't want to add the additional coverage for vision and dental because they said, well, it wasn't worth it. And I got to tell you, for the very first time, we used dental insurance because my kids are as buck teeth as I am. And so we had to have orthodontist. I love my kids, but, you know, yeah. And so, you know, what are you seeing in terms of vision and dental coverage in terms of actually being a good buy?
Yeah, I think they're a great buy, not only for people like you and me who have, I have three kids who have just had braces as well, and for eye exams and glasses and contacts. Beyond just the basics, it's usually not very expensive, and it's a great thing for an employer to offer and for people to buy. And the reason is that people often don't know that your overall health is often linked to these other things. You get an eye exam, you could find if you have diabetes. You overall health and oral health are linked, especially heart health. So you could go and your dentist could be doing an exam, notice something that seems funny in your mouth, and that could be a key to overall health. And people get their teeth cleaned every 6 months. They won't get a physical, but going in and having these different sources of information for not much cost is really helpful, and we see it being a big trend of what employers are seeing as well.
No, that's awesome. Myra just texted in and asked, so, you know, if you've been with the doctor, your employer changes plans, the doctor's not on that plan anymore, can they write the insurance company? How do they still see their doctor if their employer switches plans? That doesn't have their...
Yeah, so if you don't have choice of different plans and you only went from plan A to plan B and suddenly your doctor isn't in the network, I have a couple recommendations. One is call the customer service number on the back of your ID card and say to them, hey, can you get my doctor in the network? And, you know, they go through different types of things to ensure quality, et cetera. And then also say something to your doctor. A lot of times when the doctors reach out to the insurance carriers, they can start the process of what we call credentialing. So you as the consumer do have a voice in the process. We're here to help, but you have a voice as well. And the other thing you can do is look for a doctor that's in the same geography that has quality and cost effectiveness, and maybe think about, do I switch? Because when you go out of network, it's so much more expensive.
Absolutely. Where can people go for more information about open enrollment, Rebecca?
There's a lot of different sources. One that we have that's accessible to everybody is UHC.com. And on there, we have something for Medicare members, and we also have what's clearly labeled as Healthcare ABCs. And Healthcare ABCs gives basic information, key terminology. It has videos and other links to really try and simplify that process so that people take that little bit of time when they're going through to make a decision.
Thank you, Rebecca. Rebecca Mazza from United Healthcare, thank you so much. We really appreciate your help.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Pumping some iron, aren't you right? Yeah, get those muscles going. Get those muscles going. Ooh. You know, if you're a bodybuilder, you better be a little careful. Better be a little careful. Because if you're a bodybuilder that uses steroids or testosterone, etc., you may be putting yourself into a pre-diabetic state and later diabetes. So, especially if you're using the anabolic steroids. So, What ends up happening? Well, according to this latest study, which we've actually discussed many times, remember, steroids, and let's say somebody was taking steroid medication for a renal condition. Many times, they could become diabetic because steroids decrease the insulin sensitivity and increase insulin resistance. And what is insulin again? Insulin is like the key to the door, where when you have blood sugar in the hallway or in the bloodstream, you got to get that sugar into the cell or into the room. Right from the hallway. So if you have insulin that's really not sensitive and doesn't know where to go and what to do, or you got some resistance to that insulin, like something pushing against the door, that sugar just stays in the blood. You can become pre-diabetic, and then you can become diabetic. So according to drugs.com, insulin resistance is a condition where the muscles, liver, and fat cells do not use insulin properly. I like the way I said it better. According to the U.S. National Institute of Diabetes and Digestive and Kidney Diseases, it can lead to the development of type 2 diabetes. A team of researchers led by Dr. John Rasmussen from Herlev University Hospital in Copenhagen investigated the effects of anabolic steroids on the belly fat and insulin sensitivity of 100 men who were 50 years or old or younger. All of the men were involved in strength training. The researchers divided the men into three groups based on their use of anabolic steroids. 37 men were currently using the drugs, 33 had done so in the past, and 30 never took them. After an overnight fast of at least 8 hours, the men who took a standard 2-hour test for diabetes called the oral glucose tolerance test, that's basically where you're fasting, they test your sugar, and then they give you a drink, a glucose, you know, like some 50 grams or 100 grams of glucose, and then they watch your sugar after an hour or 2 hours, and then even 3 hours, they took a 2-hour test. The men's blood sugar and insulin levels were measured every 30 minutes for 2 hours during the test. Their insulin sensitivity, how their bodies use insulin, was then determined using a standard formula. The higher the men's result, the better their insulin sensitivity. Lower scores were associated with greater insulin resistance. And then they looked at the fat distribution, etc. And they said these men had more deep belly fat surrounding their organs than other men. And this visceral adipose tissue, this VAT, is bad. Because that type of fat, when you have fat that's kind of covering up your organs, they're usually more at higher risk for insulin resistance. So researchers concluded that a history of anabolic steroid abuse increases the risk for reduced insulin sensitivity even years later. So if you've used them in the past or if you use them currently, it could start putting you at risk for diabetes. So you guys need to make sure that you're, you know, and you think, okay, well, maybe the exercise is offsetting it. And maybe it is. Maybe that's why they're just talking about pre-diabetes. But still, nevertheless, you want to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is, I mean, I'm seeing moms do the dance. Kids are doing cartwheels. There may be a way to treat ear infections later where it's a single application of an antibiotic gel into the ear, and that's it. Now, you know, usually for ear infections, you're treated for 10 or 14 days with antibiotics. And if the kids are in school, they're taking the 3-times-a-day antibiotic. Or if you're working and you don't get the dosing in on time, sometimes these kids aren't getting all their medications. And they're yelling and they're screaming and their ears are in pain. It's just, So an antibiotic gel in the ear, a one squirt, that could be amazing. Now, what have they found so far? Well, they've only done this on chinchillas. Yeah, little chinchillas are so cute. Chinchillas. But it's cured 100% of the animal's ear infections. Okay, so what are we talking about? We're talking about otitis media, which is a middle ear infection. Very, very common, causes a lot of pain. And according to Dr. Daniel Cohen, said right now the way otitis media is treated is with a 3-times-a-day, 10-day antibiotic course, and it tends to be pretty much full contact wrestling to get kids to take the antibiotics. That is one problem we set out to address, they said. So kids may fail to complete the full oral antibiotic therapy, which can increase the risk of bacterial resistance, as all of the bacteria may not be killed. So to get an eardrop into there, that's hard. I mean, people have been, this isn't the first time anybody's thought of this. Okay, you have an eardrum. And the eardrum separates the outside world from the brain, believe it or not. Because you got that inner ear and inner ear workings that connect to the brain. And that eardrum is a wall, basically. Now, sometimes the eardrum could perforate, and so you could get something into the ear that way, but again, we don't want to. That's why I always tell you guys, please don't stick hydrogen peroxide into your ears, because if you have a tympanic membrane perforation, or you have a little baby opening in that eardrum, then you're getting hydrogen peroxide, and you know how it bubbles because of the catalase of protein causes H2O2, your hydrogen peroxide, to change it to break up into water and oxygen, but you get that bubbling effect from protein. The last thing you want is the protein of your inner ear to be causing all that bubbling. So I don't really like using hydrogen peroxide in the ears. If you need to, you know, irrigate or, you know, get out wax, simple saline water or other types of solutions I think are safer. So the ENTs that I trained with said stop it with the hydrogen peroxide. I'm like, yes, sir. So this ear gel may somehow do the trick. They say this new gel contains fats that help the antibiotic cross the eardrum. And the antibiotic is slowly released over a week. This gel contained the antibiotic, get this, not Augmentin, not penicillin, not cephalosporin, but ciprofloxacin. The chinchillas, the little baby chinchillas, they tested, had a bacterial infection caused by Haemophilus influenza bacteria, which is a common cause of otitis media. And all 10 chinchillas, it's a very, very small study, but, you know, I honestly, you know, I don't know how many chinchillas there are in this world, so I'm sure if they got 10, that's a big study in terms of that. All chinchillas who received the new gel were cured of their ear infections. Only 5 of the 8 chinchillas who received standard antibiotic ear drops were cured by day 7. The gel delivered the drug directly into the middle ear. The drug was not seen in the bloodstream. This suggests that this targeted treatment will not affect the whole body, and then you have less side effects. So you know how we used to give Augmentin? So like my son, when he got ear infections, and boy was he a pain in the tushy, we'd give him Augmentin, and Augmentin would knock out the ear infection, but what would it also give him? Diarrhea. So now you're giving a kid diarrhea. You're killing off a lot of his flora, natural, you know, flora. Yeah, you got to fight that ear infection so he doesn't go deaf and he doesn't get a tympanic membrane perforation. So you want to fight the ear infection. But you also don't want him to have the systemic effect. So I am, like, so for this. This is cool. So now we also do have to be very careful, because some of you will say, wait a second, Dahlia, ciprofloxacin, kids aren't supposed to take that. Ciprofloxacin is only supposed to be for adults. You're right, but locally we've been using ciprofloxacin drops for the eyes. As long as they remain locally, it won't affect their bones, their cartilage, or their muscles. Within the 3 weeks, that gel had completely dissipated and the chinchilla's eardrums appeared normal. They say the chinchilla's ear is like a human ear. We would expect it to work in humans. I don't know how they found a bunch of chinchillas with ear infections. Huh. Did they give the chinchillas the ear? Oh, that's interesting. How do you find chinchillas with ear infections? You know, like dogs. Dogs will, like, always seem to have ear infections, right? Okay, so this really, really looks good. Still, we got a long way to go until we could use this on infants and toddlers, but I'm pretty excited. So, series of tests in humans need to be done to make sure the drug is safe and effective. Dr. Cohen is looking for a commercial partner to fund and eventually manufacture the gel and its applicator. This is brilliant. If this new treatment pans out, he's going to make a lot of money. No, it says it would go a long way to make, no, I'm, why didn't I think about this? It would go a long way to making these infections easier to treat. That was the trick. This is, you know, this guy, let him make money. Because I got to be honest, I mean, this is what we couldn't do. When I was in medical school, like, wouldn't it be cool to just put something in the ear? But you couldn't get around the eardrum. So if they could figure out how to do that, way to go. So very, very nice. Yeah, and it'll save money in healthcare costs. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250 A, C250 E, C250 Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm personally sick of the subject, but it's a subject that keeps coming up. Donald Trump's health, Hillary Clinton's health, Donald Trump's cholesterol numbers, prostate numbers, Hillary's pneumonia. But, you know, we do have news to report. So, and, you know, a kind of very, very interesting in terms of the political tactics that we see on both sides, you know? I mean, on one end, Hillary's doctor keeps saying, or Hillary's team keeps saying, guys, we're going to release more medical records. We're going to release more information. We're going to release more information. So, you know, you sit there like, okay, waiting for more, waiting for more. So and you know, some of us are like, you know, we really don't want to know. It's her personal business. Some of us are like, well, wait a second here. You know, I mean, that fainting, that was more than a fainting spell. That was a really, really scary collapse. So from what we're finding out from the Hillary Clinton camp, that there will be more medical records very shortly, and that she's worked hard to be more transparent than her Republican rival, Donald Trump. Apparently she had some either sinus surgery or ear surgery, and I just, honestly, I've gotten very, I've just gotten very I don't want to use the word disinterested, because, you know, I really don't want to hear filtered things. I just want to know that she's not going to faint, pass out, and die when she should be taking care of herself because she's trying so hard to campaign. I want her to take care of herself. I want to make sure nobody else is at risk if she does have something contagious. And, you know, I want to make sure that she is able to make appropriate decisions if she becomes her next president, okay? That's what I want to know. Now, Trump did something a little different. Donald Trump said, look, you're going to, in 2 days, get my numbers. I don't even know what they are, but as soon as I get my results back, you'll get them all. So that was very gutsy. Now, again, it could have still been a complete act. He could have known his numbers, you know, all along. But pretty gutsy, where he roughly learns of his data the same week, so that it implies there's not going to be a lot of messing around or manipulation of what's going on. So Harold Bornstein of New York, his MD, says, Mr. Donald Trump is a 70-year-old male. This is a letter written on the 13th. He's been under my personal medical care since 1980. He's an internist, diplomat of the American Board of Internal Medicine and Medicine and Gastroenterology, and a graduate of Tufts University School of Medicine. He writes, I have been on the active staff of Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, New York, for the past 38 years. Very, very smart guy, by the way. You know, a lot of you are like, okay, well, great. He just got a sales pitch to the whole entire world. Yeah, but on the other end, you know, whenever you do write a letter to somebody who doesn't know you, you do need to explain who you are, which, by the way, I still think I need to start doing. I write letters of recommendations for medical students all the time, and I'm like, yeah, man, he is the bomb. You know, maybe I should say, look, my name is Dr. Dahlia Wax. I'm a, you know, board-certified family medicine physician, fellow. You know, I probably shouldn't do that. So that was a nice opening. He says, Mr. Trump was hospitalized only once as a child of 11 years old for an appendectomy. He is 6'3" tall, weighs 236 pounds, and Mr. Trump's laboratory results reveal the following. Now, this was dated September 13, 2016. So I don't know exactly the date these labs were taken, but what he says is his cholesterol is 169, which is good because we want it well below 200 and below 180. HDL is good. Cholesterol is 63. We want it above 40, but we really would like it above 60. So his HDL of 63 is damn good. His LDL cholesterol is 94. I'd like it well below 100, but being 94 counts. His triglycerides are 61. Personally, if you have triglycerides under 100, that's good. We really want them under 150. 150 starts to be high, so if he's at 61, that's pretty good. For a guy that doesn't seem to exercise, not bad. His PSA, his prostate-specific antigen, is 0.15. Remember I said if your PSA is under 1, you're probably pretty good, and you're not going to have prostate cancer for a while? His blood pressure was down to 116 over 70. His blood sugar was 99. His C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker in the blood,
0.7. His liver function and thyroid function tests are all within the normal range. He says he has had an annual physical exam in the spring of every year. His last colonoscopy was performed on July 10, 2013, which was normal and revealed no polyps. His calcium score in 2013 was 98. That looks for calcium deposits in the arteries. His EKG, his chest x-ray on April 14, 2016 were normal. His cardiac evaluation included a transthoracic echocardiogram on December 16, 2014. The study was reported within the range of normal. So a transthoracic echocardiogram, that basically looks at the heart, it looks at the chambers, it looks how it's beating, it looks at the ejection fraction. His testosterone is 441.6. When you're below 400, it's kind of low. But for being his age, 70 years old at 441, not too bad. There is no family history of premature cardiac or neoplastic disease, meaning no cancer in the family. He's currently taking a lipid-lowering agent, one of my favorite, Crestor, rosuvastatin, which, damn, his numbers look good being on that. He's on a low-dose aspirin. He does not use tobacco products or alcohol. And his parents, Mary and Fred, lived into their late 80s and 90s. So in summary, Mr. Trump is in excellent physical health. Now, what do I think as a doctor if I got a letter like that? I would be like, that's damn good. Now, personally, I don't need this for the presidency, but, and this didn't have to be included, but if I was a doctor of somebody who was 7 years old, I'd probably still have a bone density scan just to see how his bone density was. I would also probably have a stress test done. Him having cholesterol is still a risk factor, his being male over 40. So I would probably still recommend some sort of a stress test just to make sure his heart is good. But I got to tell you, other than that, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good letter. And, you know, what was very also interesting about this is there were a lot of specifics here. So if somebody wanted to call Trump a liar, there's a lot of different, I mean, there's a lot of vulnerabilities because he gave so much data. And so my guess is these really are his numbers. I don't think he played around with the lab. I don't think there's any conspiracy theory where he controls the lab. Trust me, you guys have all called laboratories, right, for results. Okay, you know, you barely get through to somebody. I don't really think I just don't think he would do something like that. Not in terms of wanting to, but I don't think he could. So when you start to give all these numbers and all this data, that's really hard. It makes it just harder to falsify. And it makes it harder for somebody to say this is false. So that looks pretty damn good. I mean, I wish a lot of my patients were like this. Okay, so, I understand why there's such a concern. And I am glad this topic is brought up. What I'm not happy about is if we're getting misinformation. And I'm also not happy about people looking at, you know, like, for example, Hillary completely collapsing and look, I mean, very scary. I mean, I've seen people do that, you know, in the ER, and, you know, we keep them a day, two, three, I mean, we keep them until we know what's going on and we could make sure that they, you know, don't have these types of spells again. I don't want people looking at that going, you know what, it's okay. You know, I just have to go home, kick back with the grandchildren and I could be running around an hour and a half later. Okay, you know, that's why a lot of his doctors, you know, and physicians, you know, we don't want to sit here and promote any conspiracy theories. We don't want to spread any misinformation and we don't really want to speculate when it's not our place to. But we also understand that we have a duty, because I can't tell you how many times people have turned to me and they go, so wow. You know, it's pneumonia that's causing her to pass out like that. And having two very close people to me drop dead weeks later after a syncopal episode because it was their heart. And I'm not saying she's having an issue with her heart. I have to educate people that a syncopal episode such as that could be a variety of things. And I hope Hillary's heart is getting checked. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Rebel. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.